The NSA's chief says if they'd had their current program of collecting bulk phone call records in place then,
we'd have known about the plot.
But a privacy watchdog board appointed by the government now rejects that.
The information was available, the agencies just weren't sharing it.
And the board says that controversial NSA program revealed by leaker Edward Snowden should not exist.
Is unlawful in the majority of the board's view and should be shut down after a short transition period.
The board says the Patriot Act doesn't give legal authority to collect phone records in bulk, as the White House argued, and says the program is a huge invasion of Americans' privacy. It's a harsh rebuke of President Obama's stance on intelligence gathering. In the wake of the report, the White House is again defending the phone records gathering program as legal and effective.
We simply disagree with the board's analysis on the legality of the program.
President Obama has announced plans to take the phone data collection program away from the NSA and give it stricter oversight, but not to end it. The Obama team says the phone surveillance program did help disrupt one terror plot, the 2009 effort led by Najibullah Zazi to blow up part of the New York subway. But this board says the NSA's phone record surveillance, which the board chair calls the 215 program, played a minimal role in that case.
215 only played a role after Mr. Zazi had given up on his plot, returned to Colorado, and it helped find one of his co-conspirators.
Peter King of the House Homeland Security Committee disagrees.
But it's not just the actual threat that you stop. What this does, it's part of a mosaic. It fills in blanks. It leads authorities one way or the other.
King says this board is, quote, outside its lane. Says he doesn't know what qualified these five people to decide what's legal and constitutional when almost all judges' rulings have said the phone surveillance program is legal. Board Chair David Medin responded by saying that they were nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate, and they're all lawyers, including a former federal judge.